Now, the traditional view of slavery is that people are traded like property. Slavery still exists today, but not in a conventional way. And in an effort to combat this in Australia, last year, the Modern Slavery Act was passed, requiring entities in Australia with an annual revenue of over $100 million to report on how their operations and supply chains pose risks to modern slavery and actions to address those risks. Well, to discuss this legislation and the state of modern slavery in Australia, I'm joined by Caroline Lau, researcher from Anti-Slavery Australia. Caroline, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So most of us have an idea of what traditional slavery is. How is modern slavery different?
It's still about exploitation and control of an individual. But when we're looking at modern slavery, essentially, we're referring to a range of criminal offences that includes human trafficking, slavery, servitude, forced labour and forced marriage. So we're looking at essentially when someone doesn't feel free to leave their place of work or to stop working because of coercion, threats or deception. And we've seen this across a range of industries in Australia. That has included domestic work, so cooking and cleaning in private homes, in hospitality work, so for example in restaurants and cafes, as well as in agricultural or farm work. So when people think of slavery, they probably don't think of modern industries or sectors, but that's the sort of examples that we're looking at.
Right, and so when we look at the Modern Slavery Act, that's certainly a positive development, but will it have enough of an effect?
It's a good opportunity and it's a good starting point, of course, in terms of having organized entities, so businesses and government, looking in their supply chains to see what modern slavery may be contained within the layers of their supply chain, because the reality is that every one of us in our daily lives, we're all using goods and services tainted with modern slavery, whether that's, our electronic items, our phone, our laptops, or the clothing that we're wearing, or the food that we're eating. It all potentially is, and more than likely is, tainted with modern slavery.
Right, right. And so what does Anti-Slavery Australia do?
So we're a law centre at the University of Technology, Sydney, and we work to end modern slavery within Australia, and we have been doing so for over 15 years. So our principal, our sort of main body of work is that we provide free legal and migration assistance to people experiencing or at risk of modern slavery in Australia. And so to give you an example, just last year we worked with over 120 clients across the country that had experienced modern slavery within Australia.
Oh, right. Okay. And so how can people get involved and help with this issue? I suppose you said before it's kind of about awareness and how we're all kind of indirectly involved anyway. How can we act?
So everyone can be more conscious about the goods and services they use personally or at their workplace. So you can always look up or ask questions about where the goods or services that you're purchasing is made, who made it, how it was made, and was someone exploited along the way. There's certainly a lot of resources and apps to help. And also, people can educate themselves or get involved by visiting our website, antislavery.org.au, and keep a lookout for our upcoming events on our website. So in October or on the 10th, we'll be holding our Anti-Slavery Australia Freedom Awards. We hold these every 2 years, and they're an opportunity to recognise the great work that people and organisations are doing in combating slavery in Australia. So certainly if you know anyone who's doing great work in this space, you can nominate them now. And we'll also be running seminars and training in the upcoming months for people interested. So you can always check that out on our website.
Fantastic. You're plenty to get involved with there. Caroline, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye. That was Caroline Lau from Anti-Slavery Australia discussing the issue with us. And if you'd like to learn more about slavery or help, do visit their website on www.antislavery.org.au. And you can check out our full interview on our website, 2SER.com.